This week in West Virginia history, legislator Elizabeth Simpson Drury was born in Virginia on September 22, 1893. As a young girl, she moved with her family to Elkhorn, where her father owned a barber shop. She was educated in the segregated schools of McDowell County and graduated from Bluefield Colored Institute, today's Bluefield State College. Through her work with national organizations and her church, Drury advanced community programs for needy children and adults. She stressed issues related to blacks in American society, including the importance of education as a means of racial uplift. In 1950, Drury became the first African-American woman elected to the West Virginia legislature. Ebony magazine featured her as one of 10 top elected African-American women in the United States. During her 13 years as legislator, Drury helped expose a scandal involving attempted bribery of legislators by coal operators, introduced legislation allowing women to serve on juries in West Virginia, and promoted health care reform and issues benefiting women, teachers, and wage workers. Following a stroke, Elizabeth Simpson Drury stepped down from the legislature during her eighth term. She died in Welch in 1979 at age 86. For more information on Elizabeth Simpson Drury, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.